Well, what we've seen is an explosion in fraud over the last number of years, and people need to be really vigilant, particularly at Christmas time. Since 2019, we've seen increases in investment fraud, romance fraud, and other scams through phishing, smishing, and vishing. And these are kind of your text messages types of fraud. They've increased by 417% since 2019. And we have tens of millions of euros are being stolen by fraudsters every single year. And despite all of this, we have the government who still hasn't brought forward a multi-annual strategy to combat economic crime. This was recommended back in December 2020 in the Hamilton report, and 3 years later this hasn't happened. We also have the banks looking for the setting up of a shared fraud database between the Gardaí and the banks, and again the government hasn't allowed this to happen. So there's a lot here that the government need to do, including making sure that social media companies who actually take paid advertisement from some of these fraudsters, we need to make sure that there are significant penalties put in place against these online platforms if they're hosting fraudulent adverts. But the message, I think, this Christmas is people need to be very vigilant, and the government need to get their act together in relation to what is an explosion of financial fraud.
And Piers, how can people be held accountable for this? How can it be resolved?
Well, what we do need to see is we need far more supports in terms of the Gardaí. I spoke at the Joint Policing Committee in Lifford just a couple of weeks ago, and we know that there's three people dedicated in terms of financial fraud. But fraud is the biggest issue, the biggest crime that has been committed in Donegal or indeed in any county across the country. Much of the fraud that happens goes unreported. And some of it might be, you know, small couple of euros being lost here or there. And others is it's tens of thousands of euro, including 100,000 euro. An example I gave to one of the social media companies, if you Google some of the investment products that are there, many of the investment products that will come up in your search engine are actually fraudulent. And the question needs to be asked of Google and other kind of platforms is, why are they accepting payment from companies that are very clearly fraudulent in the first instance? But we also need what's happening in Britain. These social media companies who do that, they are now subject to significant fines. That doesn't exist here. So, you know, we're way behind the curve here, and that's why the Banking and Payments Federation is warning that Ireland could become a destination of choice for fraudsters in the future.